How seemingly contracted does this sound, or even come into the prospect, the entry into something greater than ourselves, that it can be so extensive, we as human beings can't fathom the strength of God within our lives and in our very souls. To show how present God has been, how Jesus leads by going before us on our path of life, for most souls, our inner light never shines the way God intended. As I write this page or chapter, my hope and belief are that the factual words invoke a sense of rescue and stillness to take time to read these pages ahead of the reader. As I render my words to the page and thoughts, the renewed soul comes to the front of this book. As I wrote the pages of the first book, I rushed into the page. I did not take into account that others who read these pages may or may not feel the same way I have, mainly in their lives and souls, on this self-discovery and through the love of God and guidance from Him, and still learning to love Jesus and others. The renewal of the soul. This quote came from online. Not the author of this book. A renewed soul from God refers to the spiritual transformation and restoration that occurs when one accepts God's grace and salvation, leading to a refreshed and revitalized inner self. This renewal often involves a deeper relationship with God, resulting in peace, joy, and a positive change in one's life. Please allow me to share some of my journey with my soul and life. First, I think the most significant lesson God gives to us is to learn to live as humans, but in the spirit, likeness, and love of Jesus Christ. The statement above continues. These words to be told are not meant to hurt family or the people I love in my soul. These words are intended to share a brief insight as to why I chose to write these pages for other souls to read. In the first book, I have a dear brother in Christ who was the anchor and the witness of my soul being saved through Christ. I shared this quote from the review of the first book, The Heart of a Renewed Soul.